If you've got young adult children, it's really hard to see them make decisions that you don't agree with. Sometimes you want to step in and you want to say, hey, wait a minute, you shouldn't do that. But there are many times when silence is the best thing you can do for that child. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team here at Focus on the Family. And we're going to hear a clip now from Brenda Garrison as she shared with Focus President Jim Daly about a really strained relationship with her daughter, Katie. And Brenda shared about a time when things changed in their relationship and how things are today.
Brenda, it's really important for a parent to know how to ratchet down. I think it's very hard to do. Obviously, reading the Word, trusting in the Lord, praying for that child are all right spiritual things to do. But practically speaking, then, you're doing all that. The Lord getting a hold of your tongue and your heart. Talk to us for a minute about that and how over time you became better at it. Because I would think for most parents, that's the core problem, is you just speak as quickly as it comes to you without thinking about the shame you might be giving your child, the message of inadequacy that you're giving your child. And you, in the attempt to help them be better decision makers, you're actually loading on more obstacles for them to be able to make those decisions, because they secretly now are walking away in their heart of hearts thinking, maybe mom's right. Maybe I'm not that good. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I don't have that wisdom. So they begin that self-doubt. Where did God really work on you to kind of get a hold of that responsiveness that you had?
First, again, it goes back to the one-liner, without relationship, you have nothing. He showed me, without relationship, I have no influence. I have no voice. I'm just background noise in her life. I have to pursue relationship first, before rules, before anything else. And so in the midst of that, I just let God slowly teach me, how does this sound? How, you know, is this going to be encouraging to her? I tell a story in the book how she would come home from whichever apartment she was living in to spend the weekend and dump all of her stuff at the end of the breakfast bar, just kind of in the traffic area. I'm talking computer, art supplies, dirty laundry, everything you can think of. And instead of making a big deal about that, I finally stopped talking about it. And I just picked up her stuff and moved it. Because is it more important that the kitchen be neat and tidy, or is it more important for me that Katie come home, feel loved, and stay longer and come home more often because she feels loved? So it's just deciding what is important. Dirty laundry in my kitchen, not a big deal. I know where to get rid of it very quickly. It's more important to have that relationship and to give up the things that I thought were important. They're not. There's one thing that's important, my daughter and her knowing God.
Brenda, we've talked a lot about how you and your husband, Gene, and Katie have worked out the issues. Now you're down the line. Katie's helped you write this book, and that influence is really important because it, I think it makes the book more real. But how are you doing today? How's Katie? How's your relationship? Where are you at?
We're doing great. The kids were all home this past weekend. So we had Carrie was home, our youngest, with her fiancé. Katie was home with her fiancé, and then Kelsey and Caleb, Kelsey and Caleb would be her husband, were in and out. And Sunday was the last day we had a brunch before everybody had back. And Katie came up to me in the kitchen, just up to my face, and said, Mom, I want to thank you for everything you've done. And she listed cleaning, cooking, and all of that thing. And she's an adult. She knows how much work it is. And so Katie is now a grad student in Indiana pursuing her Master's of Fine Arts. So she will graduate in another year. And like I said, she's now engaged. She's doing great. She's happy, and we, best of all, we have a great relationship. The whole family does. And that's,
so backing off and concentrating on loving Katie worked.
It really did. And, you know, I've gone to stay with her in her apartment in Indiana, and it's neat as a pin.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She keeps it very neat. Yeah.
Have you ever talked about the why of that? Did she, was she trying to get your goat, as we say?
Oh, yeah. In fact, she put that little piece in the book. She said, she noticed when I stopped making a big deal about all the stuff she dropped at the end of the bar in the kitchen. And she said, when my mom stopped making a big deal about it, I stopped having to make a big deal about it. And so she would just come in the house and go take her things to her room, go take the dirty laundry to the laundry room without just seeing if she could bait me by leaving stuff there.
Well, it's so often, and, you know, Dr. Kevin Lehman has been at that very microphone telling us when you stop making it about control, you actually begin to win.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you're expressing there.
Exactly.
Back off on the small stuff, concentrate on the big stuff. And that really, there's nothing bigger than loving your child, no matter what. So often, I'm thinking spiritually that the Lord has a bunch of teenagers in us.
Oh, my word.
Isn't it true? Think of the parenting.
It
I think
is.
The Lord, the simplicity of it is, I'm going to make it so obvious that I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
And there is that kind of relationship between him and us, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. In fact, I have grown to better appreciate what Christ has done for me and how well he loves me through this whole experience with Katie.
Yeah.
It's like, how would Jesus show her love? Well, what does he have to forgive of me 1,000 times a day? And I try to help parents see that, you know what, you're not so perfect either. You have plenty of issues, and God's giving you space to work out your issues and time. How many years have we been working on some of these things? And he's giving you space to do it. Can we not do that for our kids? And so, yeah, I think we just need to look at that parent-child relationship with God a little as well.
Well, that story is full of hope, and we're so glad that Brenda shares so candidly. And Danny, there are times, we all face this, when our children are adults. They're 18, they're 20, 24, 28, whatever age that young adult is, there are times that we just have to stop. How can we discern whether or not this circumstance needs my input?
Well, first, you need to figure out if it's a me issue. Right, if you're just annoyed by something they're doing and it's not really that big of a deal, it's just your opinion of how they should do something, maybe putting the dishes away a certain way or
not
some other things.
Not putting the dishes away.
or just the style of how they're doing life may not be exactly what you want. Then you need to figure out, is it a lack of skill that's important for them as they learn how to do relationship and do their adult life well? Or is there just a lack of awareness of other people? Those are the things you step into if they're not doing it well or they're not aware of certain things. You step in and say, hey, you know, I was observing this. And I love you. There's this one thing that I think would be really good for you to know and be aware of if you're not. If you're constantly reminding something is not clicking there and you become just blah, 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 blah behind their ears, right? Are they actually working on it? And if they are, make sure you're pointing out when they're doing it right. The temptation is going to be to always point out when they're not doing it right, and then that strains your relationship. Point out when you go, man, I've noticed you're really working on this.
Yeah, we talked about this with Dr. Kathy Cook just a few episodes ago. Find the win and affirm the right steps. And golly, if I think about myself when I was 21, 22, I wish I would have had more of that kind of feedback, like, yeah, you're doing that really well. There's an assumption and kind of a quiet confidence that, hey, he's doing that pretty well. But I would have liked more affirming words at that moment. So I appreciate that.
Well, and John, we have different personalities, right? And sometimes the things kids do as adults, now they're becoming adults, maybe are annoying to us because of our personality differences. And you really, really do need to have some self-control with correcting some of those things, because they may not be wrong things. They're just different than how you do things. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're discerning between that. If there's something that they're doing that is not healthy and is not good, you're not here to make your adult child happy either. You can guide and step into that. But if it's just different, figure out, is this a real important thing for me to say something about, because it's going to cost something in the relationship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Step in with wisdom before you start saying things that they're doing wrong.
Yeah, and we recognize that there are so many different circumstances. It's really hard these days to have adult kids making some decisions that you don't agree with or that you're concerned about. And if you don't know who to talk to, if you don't have another trusted parent who's been kind of down the road a little bit further, or a counselor or a pastor, if you're looking for someone to kind of bounce this situation off of and get some data points and some thoughts, we have a terrific team here of caring Christian counselors. They are so good. They will arrange a time for a call back. They'll chat with you. They'll find out what's going on. They'll offer some insight to help you have that perspective and know, is it something to talk about with my child, or something, like Danny said, is it a me issue that I've got to deal with? So please know, our donors make it possible for us to offer a free phone consultation to you. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. Our number is 800-A-FAMILY, and we have details in the show notes as well. Specifically, to find somebody in your local area if you need some ongoing help, if this is an ongoing issue for you. So please know we're here for you. This is one of the top counseling calls that we get is, how do I parent my adult child? And Focus is here for you. Now, you heard Brenda Garrison's story, and she's captured it and so much more. She has such inspiration in this book, Love No Matter What. Again, that's by Brenda Garrison. And if you can make a contribution to the ministry today, you'll not only be helping support that counseling team and all the other helps that we have for parents, but you'll also get a copy of Brenda's book. We'll send that to you as our way of saying thanks for being an active part of the support team here. We've got details to make a gift and to get a copy of that book in the show notes. Next time, we'll hear from Dr. Randy Schrader about essential things kids need as they mature. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.